The first critical fact about Harlan is that at the same time that the Howards and the Turners were killing each other, there were almost identical clashes in other small towns up and down the Appalachians. In the famous Hatfield-McCoy feud on the West Virginia-Kentucky border not far from Harlan, several dozen people were killed in a cycle of violence that stretched over 20 years. In the French Eversole feud in Perry County, Kentucky, 12 died, 6 of them killed by Bad Tom Smith, a man, John Ed Pierce writes in Days of Darkness, who was just dumb enough to be fearless, just bright enough to be dangerous, and a dead shot. The Martin Tolliver feud in Rowan County, Kentucky in the mid-1880s featured 3 gunfights, 3 ambushes, and 2 house attacks, and ended in a 2-hour gun battle involving 100 armed men. The Baker-Howard feud in Clay County began in 1806 with an elk hunting party gone bad and didn't end until the 1930s, when a couple of Howards killed 3 Bakers in an ambush. And these were just the well-known feuds. The Kentucky legislator Harry Caudill once looked in a circuit court clerk's office in one Cumberland Plateau town and found 1,000 murder indictments stretching from the end of the Civil War in the 1860s to the beginning of the 20th century, and this for a region that never numbered more than 15,000 people, and where many violent acts never even made it to the indictment stage. Caudill writes of a murder trial in Breathitt County, or Bloody Breathitt, as it came to be known, that ended abruptly when the defendant's father, a man of about 50 with huge handlebar whiskers and 2 immense pistols, walked up to the judge and grabbed his gavel. The feudist rapped the bench and announced, "Court's over and everybody can go. We ain't gonna have any court here this term, folks." The red-faced judge hastily acquiesced in this extraordinary order and promptly left town. When court convened at the next term, the court and sheriff were bolstered by 60 militiamen, but by then the defendant was not available for trial. He had been slain from ambush.